This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A 12-year-old girl in Red Lodge, Montana, has been given approval to begin gathering signatures on a 2024 ballot initiative that she's organizing to remove the Montana Supreme Court's constitutional authority to determine who can become a lawyer in Montana. Nicole Bennett, a homeschooler from Red Lodge, said she wants to provide a path to becoming a lawyer that doesn't necessarily go through law school, which she argues carries a hefty price tag and time commitment that unfairly limits the pool of potential attorneys. Montana, along with all but a small handful of states, requires people taking the bar exam to hold a Juris Doctor degree from an accredited law school. Bennett said would-be attorneys should be able to apprentice under a lawyer or even teach themselves the law, as the famously self-educated Abraham Lincoln did. But the initiative, now called Ballot Issue Number 7, would also make dramatic changes to the rules governing the conduct of attorneys in the state, striking language in the Montana Constitution that gives the state Supreme Court the ability to make rules governing admission to the bar and the conduct of its members. The Office of Republican Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson deemed the measure legally sufficient last month, despite the protests of the Montana Bar Association, which argue that the initiative would unconstitutionally remove a power inherent to the judicial branch at the expense of quality, competent representation for citizens. And the Bar Association and other critics say that change proposed in the initiative would not only make it possible for lawyers to pass the bar without going to law school, something they argue is unwise, but also remove the court's power to regulate the practice of law in Montana without a clear regulatory framework to replace it. The actual text of the proposed constitutional amendment, they note, only removes language, adding nothing about the legislature or any other body replacing the high court's regulatory role. John Mudd, the executive director of the State Bar of Montana, said, "Over many decades, the Montana Supreme Court has crafted standards for character and fitness, requirements for legal education and a bar exam, and those for the ethical conduct of attorneys, including things like the reasonableness of lawyers' fees. The court has done this work for one reason, to protect the public and clients from lawyers who lack basic good character, competence, or who fail to adhere to the Montana rules of professional conduct in the representation of their clients." The proposed initiative, Mudd said, would scrap all of those basic protections, including rules of ethics, and does not replace them with anything at all, allowing anyone to hold themselves out as a lawyer with no required training, no exam, and alarmingly, no rules of professional conduct. A petition for a constitutional initiative needs to be signed by at least 10% of the qualified electors in the state in order to qualify for the ballot. The AG's determination of legal sufficiency is itself subject to judicial review, so the Bar Association or another party could seek to halt signature gathering by challenging the Attorney General's finding, though it's not clear whether that will happen. Most people were introduced to the concept of social distancing relatively recently during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, but it turns out that some SEALs have been practicing their own form of the preventative healthcare measure all along, with the same goal of slowing the spread of illness. A new study in which scientists analyzed aerial images of the North and Dutch Wadden Seas revealed unique patterns of distancing among gray seals and harbor seal colonies. Both species have weathered disease outbreaks in recent decades, but the gray seals were much less likely to get seriously ill despite carrying the infections because they socially distanced themselves from other seals, and harbor seals were found in the study to keep a greater distance from their neighbors than the gray seals. Scientists say that this behavior may reflect an evolutionary response to viral susceptibility. Other studies have shown that gray seals are more resistant to respiratory viruses than harbor seals. The greater inter-animal distances observed for harbor seals in the study might be a response very similar to the humans' response during the COVID pandemic. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.